Hi, this is Ann Bonino. Welcome to Soundbites. I'm glad you are here. This soundbite is one of my power stories, Priscilla's Gift. In this mythical story, Priscilla finds that by using her gift, she can make a difference in the world. Enjoy. Priscilla's Gift. Priscilla looks up at the store window. It is beautifully decorated with a fairy tale story of a girl who becomes a princess. She wishes she were an important person and thinks of the beautiful dresses she makes every day as a seamstress for a major couture designer. Priscilla's job can be routine, but she loves the fabrics and designs she works with. She often daydreams about where the dresses she makes are worn. Priscilla wants to make a difference in the world. She wonders how this is possible in her current life. Sometimes it gets her down. All day she is sewing, then she goes home to quiet evenings, and then back to work again. How can she make a difference? One day, riding home on the subway, Priscilla gives a few dollars to a homeless man. He is so grateful to her for the food the money will buy him. Priscilla thinks about the experience. Didn't she make a difference for this man? What else could she do? Priscilla thinks about her life. She is a seamstress and has a simple existence. What is this desire within her? Priscilla realizes that she wants to be heard. She has ideas, but nowhere to bring them. Her bosses want her to sew and make their deadlines. She knows she has more to offer. For several years, Priscilla has been writing down her ideas on fashion design techniques. She has identified efficiencies that would save time in production and make a better product. They are simple techniques. They would make a difference. But how could she introduce them? She has little interaction with her bosses, and they are not interested in what she has to say. One night, Priscilla stays a little later than usual at work and goes over her ideas. She keeps them in a yellow journal. Actually, they are pretty good, if she says so herself. She starts putting some numbers down of the time and money that could be saved through her design techniques. On her subway ride home, she daydreams about a life of significance where she really matters. That evening, she sees the homeless man that she gave money to. He smiles at her and hands her a book. Its title is Small Things Matter. Priscilla is touched by the gesture and falls asleep that night while reading the book. Getting ready for work the next morning, Priscilla realizes with a start that last night she left her yellow journal out on her desk. She is dismayed. What if someone picks it up and reads it, or worse yet, throws it away? She rushes to work to find it. When she arrives at work, it is no longer on her desk. Oh no, she will be so embarrassed if someone reads her insignificant musings. She has to begin work, so she puts it out of her mind, still with a queasy feeling in her stomach. Priscilla feels so foolish. Why did she even spend time with it last night? It doesn't matter, and now who knows where it is? Late in the day, Priscilla is asked to come to the boss's office. Her boss invites her to sit down. He tells her that early this morning, management conducted a security drill. He was responsible for an area that included her workstation. For an hour, he sat around glued to his post with little to do. While in the area, he saw the yellow journal on her desk. He picked it up and began to read it. He is sorry for snooping, but is glad he did. Priscilla's ideas are fabulous and could bring the company to the next level. Priscilla has a gift for developing design techniques. That day, her boss had shown her ideas to the higher-ups. They like them and will begin this month instituting some of them. They will give her a bonus based on the money that is saved. Priscilla is stunned. She says thank you and stumbles out of the office. On her ride home, Priscilla thinks of what has happened. She has made a difference. After dinner, she returns to reading the book the homeless man gave her. She reads a passage that says, "Each person has his or her own unique gift. Your responsibility is to believe in yourself and bring your gift, no matter how big or small, to the world. This makes the difference between a life of little consequence and a life worth living. The world is better for every gift that is brought forth. Priscilla is happy. She can make a difference in the world. She is an important person. The end. This power story is dedicated to the memory of Jillian Alexander, 1966 to 2006. Thanks to Ermanno Venino, producer of this soundbite, and to Gautama for the music that accompanies it, freemusicarchive.org, story protected by copyright.